My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with you. The best advice you can give a young man anytime after he reaches about 5 or 6, when he starts getting to where he can read, is, son, let me read the Word of God to you every day of your life. I started reading the Bible to my children when my son was 2 and my daughter was 1 month old. I started reading the Word of God to those kids every night at home. And it's the best investment any man could ever make. Read. Now, I will have to say, when my daughter got to be a teenager, she had 2 or 3 friends over one night, and I said, time to read the Bible. Oh, Daddy, I don't want to read the Bible tonight. I got friends over. I want to play. Does that sound like normal kids? Sure, they don't want to read. They want to play. I said, no, honey, you know we read God's Word every night. But, Daddy, you read too long. She said, if we got to read, let me read. Okay. So I handed her a closed Bible. Where do you want me to read? I said, just open it. Anywhere you want to read. Flips the Bible open, looks right in the middle of the page, says, children, obey your parents in all things. Oh, Daddy, she slapped. She said, you did this to me. Now, who do you think did that to my daughter? Who could have possibly done that? Hey, nobody but God could have had her open to that page and her eyes fall right in the middle of that page. Is that right, young lady? Isn't it amazing how God could do those kind of children? I just busted out laughing. If there was ever a time in my life when I knew God was in our house, I knew He was at our house that night. He loves His children even when they're disobedient, even when they're rebellious. But I thought, how amazing that is, how God can do those wonderful things. Don't you love it when you learn that Jesus is in your house all the time? He's there all the time. Praise the Lord. Now then, my son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live. Now see, that's what we're all here to healing school for. We want to live. Is that right? And we don't want to just live. I don't want to just live. I want to have that John 10:10 where he says, I have come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. That's what I want, right? I want to be 70, 80, 90 years old. I want to be like Brother Jim. When I get to be 89 or 90 years old, I want to be still driving my own car, running around, doing things, writing articles about the kingdom of God, and going out and praying for people. That's what you want to do too, ain't it, Brother Jim? Amen. Well, the reason he's still doing it, because he puts God first. That's how any man, God is no respecter of persons. If you obey Him, He'll let you and learn to control your tongue. Now, you can't go through life with saying things like, oh, goodness gracious, I'm 63 and I can't wait till I get 65 so I can retire so I can do nothing. Oh, I'm so old, I just can't get around anymore. I woke up this morning and I had a back pain. You ever hear guys talk like that? Or do you ever hear girls talk like that? Yes, guys and girls. You've got to learn to talk. You've got to learn to talk the Word of God. You know, the tongue. In fact, if you haven't listened to that teaching on the tongue, there's 3 CDs over here on the tongue. Anybody in here ever heard the tongue? Some of you have. If you haven't, you need to listen to it. It's extremely important. In fact, there was a lady come to a healing school here a couple of years ago, and I said something about that CD or 3 CDs. She got it, and a year later she come back and she said, I'm going to get some more CDs. I said, well, good. I said, you can have all you want. She said, last time I was here, I just got one, the tongue. I said, wow. I said, well, you needed more than one. And she said, yeah, I got that a year ago. And I said, wow. I said, have you listened to it many times? Every day. Every day for a year, I've listened to those 3 CDs. I said, are you kidding me, ma'am? And she said, and every time I listen to it, I learn something new. I have listened to that one set of CDs 365 times. I thought, wow, this woman's a real glutton for punishment. Now, why did she keep listening to that? Because she was learning how to talk. And when you learn how to talk, that's just like I taught these things out in a little bitty tiny country church out in West Texas here a few years ago. And I stayed in a pastor's home, and he had a lovely wife and 3 lovely children. And I'm teaching these things, and those kids are listening. And after I left a few months, the daughter and one of the boys, her brother, they were riding horses out there, and one of the horses of the girl was riding, stepped in a gopher hole or something. And when it did, the girl went head over heels, and the horse went head over heels, and it broke her leg. I mean, compound fracture, broke both bones. And the little brother saw the bone sticking out. And she said, "Oh, sis, your leg's broke." She said, "No, my leg is not broken." And somebody said, "You're crazy. I see your..." She said, "My leg is not broken." Pastor Thurman said, "I can have whatever I say with my mouth. I'm saying my leg is not broken." So the little boy, he runs his horse back home, gets mother and says, "Mama, Sissy's out there in the pasture. The horse fell on her and broke her leg." They get out there, and when they got out there, Sissy's leg was not broken. She was okay. I'm telling you, you just don't realize the power of God's word when you speak it in faith. But yet the little boy said, "I saw both bones sticking out of her leg." You think he really saw that? Yeah, he really saw that. But what was it that brought him back in and healed him and made the skin heal? Faith. That's absolutely right. Faith in the Word of God. And God did it for that little girl. And there's not a whole lot of people have that kind of faith. You know that? It's almost non-existent. But anyway, if you keep my commandments, you will live. And we all want to live. But we have to obey what God says. And my law as the apple of your eye. In other words, keep the word of God in your eyes and in your mouth all the time. Verse 3 and 4. Bind them upon your fingers. Write them upon the table of your heart. Say unto wisdom, "Thou art my sister," and call understanding your kinswoman. Now see, the scriptures say a lot of things, but some of us never say these things. There's not anything greater than wisdom. Wisdom was one of the first things that the scripture says that God made. He made it before he started laying the foundations of the earth or any the galaxies. He made wisdom. It's a spirit. He made it. Now, can you get that wisdom? Yes. How do you get that wisdom? You ask God for it. And he gives it to you. But he says, when you ask, you must believe you're going to get it. And so when you ask for wisdom to do something, I think about wisdom every time I see Betty and Bill here. I think about the story that Betty told me. She was trying to do a spreadsheet one time, and she could not make this spreadsheet work for this company she was working for. She was trying to put formulas all in this thing, and she could not make it work. So that night before she went to bed, she prayed and asked God to show her how to do it and give her wisdom how to build that spreadsheet and thanked him for the answer. That night after she went to bed, she had a dream and she saw every formula in that dream. She woke up the next morning, went in there and put every one of those formulas in the right places. And to this day, that spreadsheet's still working beautiful. Isn't that amazing? That's Bill's wife, Betty, that done that. And I see him sitting right back there on the back. Wisdom, verse 5 and 6. That you may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flatters with her words. Now you need wisdom, guys, to stay away from this woman, this wrong kind of woman. For at the window of my house I looked through my casement, and this is what I saw, verse 7 and 8. And behold, among the simple ones I discerned among the youth a young man void of understanding. Is there a lot of young men out there today without understanding? I got a message for you. There's a lot of older ones out there just in as bad a shape. They have no understanding of what's going on. Passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house. Verse 9 and 10. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night, and behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot and subtle of heart, verse 11 and 12. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the streets, and she lies in wait at every corner. Are there a lot of these women in the world? They're everywhere. Everywhere. She is, verse 13:40. So she caught him, and she kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Verse 15 and 16. Therefore came I forth to meet you, diligently to seek your face, and I have found you. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with the linens of Egypt. 17 and 18. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loves. Verse 19 and 20. When I was in Vietnam, the Surgeon General came down. I was in the first bunch that went in the Vietnam War, the first group. And whenever the Surgeon General come over there and they went down to these towns, they obviously went down there and checked a lot of these women. And they come back to the base and had a base meeting with every man. And they said, whatever you do, do not go downtown and have sex with one of these women. These whores down here, every one of them we've checked have anywhere from 1 to 3 venereal diseases, and some of them we ain't ever even heard of what kind they are. So don't go down there and have sex with any of these girls. That went right in one ear and right out the other ear of the men that didn't listen. Many of those guys, first time we got a day off, they go into town. I said, one of them said, let's go down there and sleep with one of them prostitutes. I said, you hear what that guy said? I said, number one, I'm a married man. I said, I got a wife at home. And God told me, God told me not to have sex with nobody unless I'm married to her. And I said, I'm married to one now, and I ain't going to have sex with no woman. I sure ain't going to go down there and have sex with some woman that might have a venereal disease. I guarantee I'm, Thurman, no problem. And some of those boys, especially one of those men, I remember, he had a wife and 3 kids back at home. And he caught a disease that when he left over there, he was still in such bad shape, he would, far as I know, that man would never be able to have sex with his wife again.
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with the teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching in its entirety on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.